SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After 2 weeks, Israel's military has pulled out of Gaza's largest hospital, touting success in its latest anti-terror operation.
Hundreds of people returned to Shifa Hospital and the surrounding area after the withdrawal early Monday, where they found bodies inside and outside of the facility. The military has described the raid as one of the most successful operations of the nearly six-month war, saying it killed scores of Hamas and other militants, as well as seizing valuable intelligence. The head of the World Health Organization said late on Sunday that 21 patients at least had died during a raid, and more than 100 were in dire conditions. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Israel over the weekend, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Netanyahu, and demanding that more be done to win the release of hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, a new minimum wage law on the books in California.
Most of California's fast food workers are set to be paid at least $20 per hour. The increase has been cheered by workers and labor unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or lay off workers in a state already known for its high cost of living.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Less than a week after a container ship brought down Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, crews operating the heaviest of equipment are working to clear the Baltimore Harbor Channel of tons of wreckage of steel and concrete. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's crucial to reopen Baltimore, rebuild the bridge, and to conduct a thorough and speedy investigation of that catastrophe. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 4 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 28 points. The S&P futures up 5 points ahead of the opening bell. This is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit has been filed.
A junior high school student in Wisconsin who is male is suing the Elkhorn Area School District for refusing to allow him to use the girls' bathroom. He claims he is entitled to enter the female restrooms under Title IX, the landmark legislation barring sex discrimination. This argument is being used by transgender people in courts all across the country, and experts say the Supreme Court will eventually have to settle the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A women's roller derby league in suburban New York City is suing Nassau County over an order meant to prevent female sports leagues and teams, which include males, from using county-run parks and fields. Bills that bar men from competing against women in sports have already passed in some 24 states. The largest school district in Manhattan is among localities also weighing a ban following a school board vote that took place last month. This is SRN News. Stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur.
Chunks of asphalt from Highway 1 tumbled into the Pacific Ocean in a section north of Big Sur and about 17 miles south of Monterey near Rocky Creek Bridge. Engineers had to close the highway temporarily to assess the damage, and the San Francisco Chronicle reports that some stranded motorists slept in their cars overnight or sheltered at the Big Sur Lodge. Caltrans is advising drivers to avoid the area over the coming days as crews shore up the highway. The scenic road has seen frequent closures due to collapses, mud flows, and rock slides during severe weather. I'm Jennifer King.
Two people died when a single-engine airplane crashed amid moderate snow in a California mountain town just north of Lake Tahoe over the weekend. The Federal Aviation Administration says the aircraft had two people on board. It crashed around 6:40 p.m. Saturday while approaching a local airport. More details, SRNnews.com.